with BookBeat and On Swaim. The name of John Irving will always be linked to a book that is already an American classic, The World According to Garp. Robin Williams played Garp and Glenn Close his mother Jenny in the movie version.
Garp, you've no right to write this. If you're going to write about me and my personal life, wait till I'm dead. While I'm alive, the subject belongs to me. I might want to write about myself.
Nothing's happened to me yet, Mom.
Well, too bad. Make something up then. Good night, son.
In addition to The World According to Garp, John Irving has also written such books as The Hotel New Hampshire. His sixth novel is, in some respects, his best, The Cider House Rules.
Someone asked me when I was midway in this book what I was writing about, and I said orphans and orphanages. And they said, oh, well, you always write about families. I mean, isn't that a departure? And in my opinion, the collected spirit of being orphaned is as much of a family by association as any one I've ever written about.
The Cider House Rules is the story of Dr. Wilbur Larch, who runs a New England orphanage, and his favorite orphan, Homer Wells. The novel explores the conflict between Dr. Larch and Homer over the issue of abortion, and some of Irving's scenes are graphic.
This book begins in the 1860s and is over in the 1950s, so that much of the obstetrical procedure that's described in the book, it just isn't done anymore.
John Irving had help in his research in the form of a surgeon at Yale Medical School.
I needed to have a very reliable medical man who had as much enthusiasm for this novel as I had.
Novelist John Irving, whose fans moved the Cider House Rules, published by Morrow, to the top of the bestseller list. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist John Irving catapulted into fame with The World According to Garp. His sixth novel is The Cider House Rules. As Irving notes, the rules posted in the cider house are often trivial.
No smoking in bed, no falling asleep in the cold storage, no drinking on the roof, to rather practical matters like cleaning the pomace off the screen of the apple grinder.
Set in a New England orphanage in an apple orchard on the coast of Maine, the novel is the story of orphan Homer Wells and how he comes to grips with the issue of abortion. The head of the orphanage, Dr. Wilbur Larch, makes no moral decision and will perform abortions upon request. Larch's views may or may not reflect those of author John Irving.
I feel it is probably one of the most deeply personal, moral, religious decisions that an individual has to face, and that the privacy regarding that decision is sacred. So I don't reveal personally what I feel about abortion.
If John Irving appears to be ambiguous about the issue, it is clear that he believes it is a matter of choice.
I very greatly mock the impulse to make abortion illegal. I believe that a view taken toward abortion, whatever it is a religious point of view. And I don't believe in the United States that we can fairly legislate religious points of view.
The Cider House Rules also describes the addiction of Dr. Wilbur Larch to ether.
Gave you a wonderfully transported sense of leaving your body and often the earth.
John Irving, whose masterful novel, The Cider House Rules, was published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Raised in an academic atmosphere, novelist John Irving was born in 1942 in New Hampshire. His father taught at Phillips Exeter, where Irving headed the school wrestling team. Irving made good use of his early experiences in such novels as The World According to Garp and The Hotel New Hampshire. Irving taught school for 12 years.
It did intrude in my time. That's the condition for most serious writers in this country, and certainly was the one I long accepted and I long expected that I would have to always have a job or two in addition to my writing. I had the feeling that I was supporting a rather expensive habit.
Irving's first novel, Setting Free the Bears, published in 1968, and his other early books were largely overlooked.
For three of my six books, I was certainly in that situation. And really for the fourth, The World According to Garp, I came into visibility with that book, still as a relatively unknown writer.
Garp, of course, changed everything, and the movie version captured still more attention.
Garp. Is that right? Garp?
That's right. Garp.
Mom, you didn't write about me, did you?
I wrote about my life. You're a part of it.
Yeah, but you said when I wanted to write about your life.
My son is also a writer.
Short stories.
John Irving indicates he more or less is oblivious to reviews of his books.
If you write a book that readers finish, the first 200,000 readers will tell at least another 200,000 people that they ought to read that book, which is more to your advantage than all of the controversial, all of the wildly negative, and all of the wildly enthusiastic reviews you might receive.
Storyteller John Irving, whose spellbinding sixth novel is The Cider House Rules, published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer John Irving, whose sixth novel is The Cider House Rules, both studied and taught at the University of Iowa, famed for his creative writing program.
It's the outstanding school simply because the outstanding young writers go there. I don't think anybody's taught anything there. I wasn't taught anything there, and I'm sure I never taught anyone a single thing about writing.
In fact, Irving believes young writers are most influenced by their peers. Irving's novels are the result of meticulous planning.
The more thinking out of a book you do before you write it, the more note-taking, the more outlining, the more just sheer daydreaming about a book you do before you write it, it's really going to be to the book's advantage.
But Irving admits the part of a book he cannot plan is the middle.
The part of a book I sort of go to first is the ending. I have a very developed sense of the ending before I have a developed sense of any of the rest of the book, and I wouldn't be able to know where to begin a book if I didn't feel fairly secure regarding what the ending was going to be.
John Irving's advice to young writers: develop a thick skin.
The last thing you must ever take to heart are reviews. I take most to heart the responses from other novelists that I admire.
John Irving's novel, The Cider House Rules, a bittersweet story of an extended family at a New England orphanage, raises moral questions about abortion, but doesn't answer them. Irving, of course, also wrote The World According to Garp. Remember the movie version?
Yeah. My father was a flyer.
I told you he was a tail gunner in a plane.
If he was in a plane, he was a flyer. Was he real big?
I don't know. I never saw him standing up.
Why not?
I'll tell you about it someday.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.